sun. Templeton Revival every second Saturday from 11 till 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill from near and far, from now and from way back when. Tune into the TTR and revive a while with me, Old Kits. The menu's big and tasty, including jazz, global, and show tunes, composers, folk and blues, indie and new wave, electronics, and sonic tonics. Excellent, exceptional tunage, eclectically reflecting on local and world events. Drop in to enjoy some soon. Temple Tent Revival, every second Saturday, 11 till 1. Right here on 95.9. More on Facebook at Kids Temple.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Genuine and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, good morning, CKUW land. I am here. It's Kits here for 2 hours till 1 p.m. when that is the time of, I don't know, last time I was here, Earshot 20, I think, came after this show. Maybe Josh is coming back. I'm not sure. That was Flex Your Head that was here for a while after this show. And what is this show? We're going to have another artist feature. I know last time I was in, 2 weeks ago, because we alternate this spot with Nicole's electric chair. 2 weeks ago, we had a Marilyn Mazur set, didn't we? And that was halfway through the show. Well, we're going to take half of today's show and dedicate it to the late, great Ralph Towner, guitarist, pianist, too, initially. And you might know him from Oregon and the Winter Consort, both of which groups have been heard on this program and some of my other programs that preceded Temple Tent Revival. I've been a big fan of Oregon and Winter Consort and so on for the last 50 years. So we will do that. And you want to hear some music? I was trying to get something at the ready for you, but it is, gee whiz, what a different kind of a day. I was doing other things in the back and I didn't line all my things up for you quite yet. So let's hear a couple more announcements and we'll go to some music. And stay tuned. We got a little bit of everything, but a lot of jazz, a lot of ECM today. Oh yes, Richie Bayrak also just died on the 26th. So that was 5 days ago, I guess. And yeah, we'll get going right away after a couple more announcements and then on with the show.
Located on the first floor of Portage Place Shopping Center, Studio 393 is a come-as-you-are drop-in studio space for people aged 13 to 29, run by Graffiti Art Programming. The program curriculum is shaped by participants focusing on music production, recording, DJing, creative writing, and podcasting. In addition to a highly qualified staff of practicing artists, Studio 393 also receives local, national, and international guest artists and professionals to facilitate workshops and mentor aspiring and emerging artists. We also offer personal and professional development opportunities. Studio 393 is now open 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. For more information, please contact info@graffitigallery.ca or go to www.graffitigallery.ca.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Hi, this is Nicole. Thanks to the generous support of our listeners, you can tune into The Electric Chair Saturdays from 11 to 1.
R.I.P. Richie Bayrak, who passed away on the 26th of January, which was 5 days ago. And what we just were listening to, I should share with you the information. We heard Stay Informed. That's one for the times we live in. It's a job we got to do to stay informed, to tune out the clatter that clutters the airwaves and find the good stuff. Authenticate. Back to sources. And speaking of sources, we sourced Stay Informed from, well, I have this on vinyl. In fact, this record is Sound Suggestions from George Adams, 1979, an ECM release. We're going to be hearing quite a few ECM releases today as we look at the careers of Ralph Towner and Richie Bayrak and others. So George Adams put this together. It wasn't one of his more celebrated albums, if you look at the reviews, but it's got some great pieces on it, wouldn't you say? I've played most of them now on this program. So if some of them are weak, well, it's in the ear of the beholder. But so Richie Bayrak, piano. Kenny Wheeler, yes, Canada's Kenny Wheeler, trumpet player. And that was composed by Heinz Sauer. And Sauer and George Adams were the saxophonists, Dave Holland on bass, Jack DeJohnette the drummer. So of that sextet, we've got Dave Holland is still with us on this plane, on this earthly plane. And I think Heinz Sauer is as well. And in his 90s, if I'm right. And then where are we going next? I thought it would be good to hear something from Ree String because it was nominated for a Juno. So I'll keep working on tracking that one down. Ree String from the CC Duo Collectif Neuf, and that would be Adam Ciciliti. I'm thinking, and Steve Cowan, and I should know because I just heard them introduced two or three times last week at the New Music Festival, the Winnipeg New Music Festival, which has been going on here since, 1992, I think was the first one. Anyway, all that aside, the guitars will continue to look for that in the meantime. Here is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, also nominated for a Juno for this record, I think. East Meets West Connections. And, you know, when you are trying to make connections, it's often useful to take another look. We're going to listen to Another Look right away on Temple Tent Revival, where the time is 11:21 a.m. in Winnipeg, so that's Central Time. And I'm Kitz. We're going to be starting a Ralph Towner feature set in about 10 minutes' time from now. Meanwhile, please enjoy Another Look. Well, that was a treat for the ears. Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. The album is nominated for a Juno this year. The Juno nominees just came out the other day. And again, the album is called East Meets West Connections. From our own Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, released in 2025. And you're tuned to the Temple Tent Revival. My name is Kitz, and find us on Facebook, if you will. We're at, that's K-I-T-S, Kitz, sort of like skit, only not in the same order. And this is on Facebook, Kitz Temple. I put stuff there about the show and about the music scene in general and things of interest. Well, check it out. You'll see pictures, words, that type of thing. And speaking of pictures and words, I've got some books to give away later in the show. Might be able to throw one of those in at lunchtime. And, well, I mean at the noon hour. This whole show is lunchtime, is it not? It's a musical brunch for the ears. It's from 11 till 1, except next week at this time, Nicole and the Electric Chair. Pop music show from 11 to 1 on alternating Saturdays. After our show is Flex Your Head with Josh, or else it's something else. You know, we've had some fill-ins lately from Earshot 20 and other things. During the summer and last spring, I was getting some fill-ins myself. We had some of the new volunteers. And if you're interested in becoming a new volunteer, don't forget to look it up at ckuw.ca. All the information is there on getting involved in the station as a programming volunteer or somebody just on the technical side, if you like, or in the music department, the library collection, many ways to volunteer. Photography. I wonder if Stylus Magazine is still a thing. I heard it was, well, at least the published edition, the print edition, because it is published online at ISU. Well, carrying on, it's 11:29 a.m. We should speak of the weather. You know, one of the first songs I played today, the first piece of the day in the temple was In the Wind, which is a bit of a reflection of what's happening outside the temple as well. So we heard In the Wind from Dave Liebman, Richie Byrack, and Jack DeJohnette. That's a 2021 release of Dave Liebman's, and it's called Lifelines, with featuring tunes such as Landslide, In the Wind, Firestorm. You get the idea. And then that's a current one. Stay Informed, another one for the current times. George Adams, but of course it was from 79. And then another look from 2025, Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Another look at the weather then. Minus 16 currently out at the airport. Let's go to the Forks if you're just in the downtown weather. Minus 13 downtown at the Forks. Pressure is falling. It's at 102.3 kilopascals. Winds are from the south, actually the southwest. Winds are blowing at 10 kilometers per hour, and the wind chill is feeling like minus 19. And, you know, you might take some relief or reassurance in these slightly warmer temperatures, minus 13, not minus 33. But it is windy and damp. And when I came in this morning, it didn't feel much like a milder day because of that wind. It's a day when we can expect more snow, a mix of sun and cloud. But this afternoon, winds are gusting 50 to 70 from the south, and this is going on all afternoon, calming down only slightly at supper time. But tomorrow, have we got any good news in the outlook? Sunday, minus 8 for a high, and then back to minus 17 for a high on another sunny day on Monday. Cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, and warmer temps. In fact, it looks like it might get up to zero, the freezing point, melting point, if you like. In this case, on Thursday the 5th, 0 degrees and cloudy. Minus 4 for a high. On Wednesday, minus 10 for a high. On Tuesday, minus 17 on Monday, and minus 8 tomorrow. Those are our highs. But the night lows are still pretty chill. Minus 12 tonight is not so bad, but 21 below on Sunday night, 27 below on Monday night and Tuesday morning. Okay. That's enough about the weather. It's 11:32 a.m., and I think we'll begin our remembrance of guitarist and pianist Ralph Towner, who passed away just after the last time I was in here and did a show. So it's been a couple of weeks already. Silence of a Candle. I should let you know this program is to some extent crowdsourced. There was a fan page of Ralph Towner's on Facebook too. And since I've been in that group, I thought, why don't I just ask some of those other fans what kinds of recommendations they might make for a show like this. And they didn't disappoint. Now, some of the songs, some of the pieces that have been recommended, we've heard here in this temple tent more than once before. So keeping that in mind, we might hear some different renditions. But let's begin with something very early from Icarus, the Winter Consort record that, we've played the title tune from that on a number of occasions. This is The Silence of a Candle, and we're going to hear a much younger Ralph Towner singing in this piece. This was from 1972, I think it was. We'll play it. It's enough talking for a while.
There falls the words of fools about my ears. To hasten by the years, the journey that I made through myself. The travelers that pass by me as I wend my way. All reaching out to say the path can find the way. The truth, and answers everywhere. Promising solution to my fears. Leading through halls with no doors in the walls. And leave me in the darkness. But to close my ears to all will bar the way for those who travel through. Of a candle burning in my room speaks softly of a peaceful balance to be found just beyond the road within without a right or wrong, with lanes for only one horse, only one must see. And we'll know stillness that resounds, singing sounds of hope to light my way, drawing me near to a path that is clear, to free myself from darkness. And the voice within the candle whispers of a timeless peace that lies beyond. The voice within the candle whispers of a timeless peace that lies beyond.
Thank you.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 95.9 Campus and Community Radio from the University of Winnipeg, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And I'm your host, Kits Temple. The show right now, we're featuring the music of Rolf Towner, great guitar player who passed away earlier in January. This is the last day of January, isn't it? It's the 31st, and tomorrow comes February, the shortest month of the year. And if you're in the dead of winter, as we are here, you might appreciate that fact. And we just had a little weather report. Oh, we should have some weather report. That's coming up, too. Ralph is on. I sing the body electric. And what have I got lined up next? We're just jumping around here. Oh, I thought maybe you'd like to hear this in his own words, a little something I found that ECM had put online. They were promoting At First Light, which is indeed an album I would highly recommend. So let's just give a listen to that. You get to hear Rolf talk about his life and his work. Mr. Towner, in his own words.
I was born in 1940 in this very small town. When I was six, I started taking trumpet lessons. So I obviously had a gift. And so I had a wonderful childhood of music. But the next step was going from what we call high school. And I hadn't really progressed very far. And when I went to university, I decided to study composition. I had heard jazz music that had moved me the most, and the interplay and how it was put together was from hearing the first Bill Evans Trio records. I was absorbing even the way the bass was played with. In the last year of music school, I heard someone playing a classical guitar, and I said, I really need to learn this. And here I was 22 years old. And I asked the professors in the music school, who's a good classical guitar teacher? And they said, oh, this great band in Vienna. So I stopped playing the piano for the entire first year that I studied the guitar. And I practiced something like 7 to 8 hours a day for 7 days a week. Back to the United States. But while I was on this boat, I heard a radio playing, and I heard Brazilian music. And I really just, right away, I understood how that was put together and immediately started when I got home. I was introduced to Manfred, or we were introduced to each other by Dave Holland, who I was playing some concerts with at the time. And so Dave wanted to introduce me to Manfred Eicher, who had just started this small record company. There were just two or three records released at that point. He was this young man dressed in dark clothes, and we had a very similar background, coming from very small towns, very old parents, and both very studious, I guess, too. But we became friends almost immediately. The whole concept of the ECM label was do the records very quickly in 2 days. Basically, the music that was played was practically live, and Manfred would come all the way from Munich. So we started recording a lot of recordings in Oslo, my first things there with Manfred, but using musicians. And the way he put together combinations of people to play and record. So I started doing a lot of solos, but then I would put together bands. And one band I put together that won a lot of prizes was for a record called Solstice. This had a great bass player, Eberhard Weber, Garbarek, and Jan Christensen, a great drummer. So I wrote the music for this recording that really really was an advantage for showing how the best qualities of the individual musicians.
I continued to record all these years with Manfred in the same format, and I started doing a lot more solos and solo tours. It's amazing to have been with the same label all these years, and you know, that's a rarity. ECM is a little more than only improvised music. It became also a very good classical label also, as well. And so anyway, I was lucky to meet Manfred. I assembled some music I wanted to record, and I was presenting it slowly in concerts and solo concerts. So I'm gradually realizing what I'm exposing is music I'd listened to, and of course it evolved into my own compositions, and just kind of a small taste of the music that had been a part of me and gradually evolved along with the musicians that I played with and met in New York especially. This recording is really like a thumbnail sketch of my entire life, you know, my musical life. And then the tune that is called At First Light. This tune is almost a classical piece. It's a very charming piece. And I thought it had something. I knew it had the title had to be something of it, because it sounded very like a dawn or early morning or something. Also quite private. So I liked to play the instrument until I maybe a stumble, we say, like come across an idea. What I realize is an idea that I could telescope into a complete story. I kind of liked At First Light because it's sounds like the beginning of an idea, and kind of an awakening. Plus, it's got a slight Elizabethan flavor to it, which is really a deep influence on having studied and played Renaissance lute music transcriptions. That's a little explanation of what goes on in my brain, anyway.
And it is a really great record, At First Light. We're going to listen to something from that. But right now, we're going to turn our attention to an early record that was made with Gary Burton. Ralph Towner and Gary Burton made an album of duets called Matchbook quite a long time ago now. What year was that exactly? 75 on ECM. As he was just saying, he got to do those kinds of projects on ECM while he was still working with Oregon for Vanguard. And here we are with Drifting Petals. Again, it was recommended. It was a request from some of the Ralph Towner fans online. And this is our first crowdsourced show, you might say, here in the temple. But we always welcome requests. Requests can be directed our way to kits, K-I-T-S, kits at ckuw.ca. I have that as an email address, or go to the Facebook page, Kits Temple on Facebook, where you can send messages, and you can even phone the station here, or phone me. I have a number in the station when I'm here. It's 204-774-6877. That's also the fun drive number, because the next time I'm back, it'll be Valentine's Day, February 14th, the middle of the month, and we're going to be doing some fundraising at that time. The whole month of February, really, you can just look it up online. Go to ckuw.ca/donate, or look for the button that says donate. Look for something that says fun drive, and you'll see that we have t-shirts and toques and tote bags. We have tax receipts. It's a charitable donation if you go through the University of Winnipeg. It's all the information you need is available online, and I'll certainly be filling your ears up with it in 2 weeks' time when I come back for our annual Fun Drive episode, which, happy coincidence, lands on Valentine's Day again. I think I've done this before, had a Valentine's Day Fun Drive episode. And, well, let's get back to Matchbook. Neither of these guys really has a match. Ralph Towner and Gary Burton. That is to say, no one can hold a match to them. But you can hold the Matchbook. It's a great record from 75. And as we said on ECM, let's listen to Drifting Petals as recommended to us. And then it'll be time for our announcements from the station. Thanks for being here.